The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we shine a spotlight on some of the freshest and smartest plays here in the small and micro cap markets. Today we're speaking with OR Hub Incorporated. They're traded under the ticker symbol ORHB, and we're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer for the company, Colt Melby. Colt, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in and taking time out of your busy schedule to speak to your company's shareholders, as well as the listeners for this program. And for those listeners who might not yet be familiar with your company, if you would tell us a little bit about the business model and markets for OR Hub.
Okay, OR Hub is a cloud-based software platform that sees the customer as the hospital. And it's designed to transform the business of surgery into a value-based model. The platform empowers care providers at every level of the surgical process to collaborate, organize, deliver, measure, and reimburse in one intuitive, easy-to-use program. That's what OR Hub does.
Excellent. And so you said the end user is going to be the hospital. Talk to me a little bit about where the company is in its life cycle. In other words, are you already in the sales process? Are you in the implementation? Tell us a little bit where you are in your growth cycle as a company.
Right now, we are actually in the implementation process. We have implemented this software into two major hospitals in California. And we have a production software, and it's currently operating in both of these hospitals.
Excellent. Well, you're our guest today. Let's learn a little bit about you and your background as the CEO of the company and any other key members of the management team. Go ahead, Colt.
Okay. Well, I am a public company guy, and I have spent the last 15 years actually working on public companies and taking public companies or taking private companies public. And I've done that over the years with Smith & Wesson and then a company called CUI, which is Charlie Uniform Ida, and also Quest Resources, which is QRHC. And we've taken all three of those companies public. And now we have done it with OR Hub, and we're in the process now. We're looking to uplist this thing as fast as we can to the NASDAQ.
All right, that's the key initiative that we just caught there at the end of that, getting this company uplisted, and then obviously all the way up to the NASDAQ. That's terrific, and obviously music to the ears of your shareholders and our listeners. Let's talk a little bit about 2016. You're in the implementation phase, as you said now. You're in two very large hospitals in California. That's excellent. Kudos to you. What were some of the things in 2016 that built the foundation that allowed you to get where you are in 2017? And then we'll get your goals for 2017. But looking back, what would you say are some of the major milestones for the company?
Some of the major milestones for the company, early on, we actually, when we were the concept and developing the idea of this software, we introduced early on to Microsoft. And Microsoft took a big interest in what we were contemplating or our vision, and they decided to get involved. So they have been, right out of the gate, they basically made us a key part of their startup business that they have, and we were initially given or granted actually access to their Azure cloud and about $350,000 worth of cloud computing credits to basically start programming and start developing and start using their cloud-based system. And we did that. Now we've actually taken this from concept to a working product and actually installed into major hospitals in just under a year. And so right now, and Microsoft is taking more interest in our business, and they have really started to work with us on how to distribute this product to the hospital systems, and we're working through a lot of those types of initiatives now.
Excellent. Once again, got to be music to the ears of the people that have invested, as well as the shareholders to your company that have invested in the open market. Lots of headway being made. So as you look into 2017, Q2, 3, and 4 calendar-wise, what are some of the goals for the company?
The goals mainly are, now that we have this production software available to the hospitals and it's been approved, we are looking to spend the majority of 2017 rolling the software out nationally. And so that is, you know, where we're at now. We're basically strategizing on how best to do that, and that's what we're going to spend 2017 doing.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Colt Melby. He's the CEO of OR Hub, and as he mentioned, that background of his is actually amazing. I, being a Smith & Wesson shareholder, I was telling Colt that I'm honored to actually be speaking with him today. What a leader for this company with this public company background. We also touched on today the relationship and the interest they're receiving from Microsoft. Again, a huge validation for this company and its technology and its business model. So I want you to learn more about all of that. Do that by visiting their website, orhub.com. The ticker symbol for the company again, ORHB, and the contact information for the company is none other than Network Newswire. You can reach them at 212-418-1217 or editor@networknewswire.com. Well, Colt, an absolute pleasure speaking with you here today. We look forward to touching base with you again later on in 2017 to see how things are progressing. Thanks, Colt.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. For Colt Melby, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.